from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly. That's where we are every Friday. Book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. We will go a little deeper into the Phillies and talk about a new potential MLB rule change in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment. 215-592-9494. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP. What up, Scott?
Yo, yo, guys. How you doing? I know you're good. Hey, Spike, real quick, I got to tell you, man, all summer I've been like I have this struggle with you, man. I feel like you're oversensitive with the Sixers, so then I'm oversensitive with your take on the Phillies. So all summer, man, I've been, yelling at the radio with you, and I'm like, all right, I got to chill out with that. So I'm on a new page. Not that you've known this, but in my head, I've just been having this battle with you, man.
Well, Scott, if it makes you feel any better, Jack has the battle and can't just tune me out for 2 months.
Yep.
And he has to deal with it every single day. Just know this. My goal is not to make you angry. I'm just saying how I feel about it. If you disagree with me and don't like me, it is fine. But know that the goal isn't specifically to make you angry.
Nah, dude, of course I know that. I get the same way with Gilio comes Eagle season when the man hurts, I get the same damn way. I'll go home and tell my wife about him. I'll be like, I can't stand this guy. But, I really can. It brings me to the radio, you know what I mean? So I do enjoy it. So that's what it is.
So you think they're back?
It's not, I know you're going to argue this a little bit. It's I just never think they left. I think they did so good in the beginning that in my head it's there's no way they can keep this pace up. There's just no way it can happen, So I was expecting a fall off, and my hope was really there's not going to be this huge fall off come the end of the season. I feel like thank God it happened when it happened, and now let's hope we're going to go and get hot come October. Let's play good ball from here out. So I've just been optimistic the whole time,
I hear that. I think the difference for me was that it's not like they were a great regular season team last year either. So I think that the thing for me was less about are they ever going to be the first two-month team, but more about how good are they actually. We know they're not as bad as they looked, and we knew they weren't as good as they looked, but what are they? But a point that Kevin Franson made when he was here, I think it was off-air afterwards, is that sometimes it's good for a team to go through that during the season so they go through adversity. And teams that do not go through adversity and end up in the playoffs and then they're challenged, maybe it's not good that the first time you have to dig deep is, when you're down 2-0.
A long time, though. That's
yes, it was a really long time.
I'm fine with 3 weeks of struggling or whatever. it got to 60 games.
Well, and it went past, hey, they're 500. It started getting,
they had to have a team meeting.
Yeah, like, and they were the worst team in baseball since the All-Star break.
They had to have a team meeting, and the crowd was booing them. Like, yeah, it was a little different than just like 2 weeks of struggles.
Yeah, and by the way, they felt that, which is why they had the meeting, yes. Which is why Trey sat down, all that kind of stuff. So I hope this is the beginning of the new thing. But I think it is fair, given how bad they have been, to want to see it for a couple of weeks before we all start buying into
it. Yep.
That's it. I just want to see it.
Dude, absolutely. Like, there's been plenty of nights I've been so pissed off at them. You know what I mean? I'm always betting on the Phillies, man. I'm always losing money on my bets.
Just another bet.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. And it's like, I'll get it tomorrow. Like, I'll go for a Harper home run like 6 days in a row. And finally, when I hit it, I'm still down. You know what I mean? So,
I know, but the odds are getting pretty good, though. He's like plus 550 on most nights. He's usually plus 350.
I know, dude. I wanted one last night. I had parlays just missed because of him. But whatever. That's my own thing. So, like, there's plenty of times I'm pissed off. I never just give him a pass.
You know, but, Scott, you talk about losing bets. You know, Ike and Jack's kids are paying for their own college completely now.
Right.
Yeah, after the last few weeks, so it happens to the best of us. Hey, who's your go-to blonde?
Yeah, real quick before I give that.
Sure.
If history tells us anything, aren't we always scared to death of our corner play? Like, every year with the damn Eagles, I'm scared to death of the corner play. I feel like we had one good year of corner play in, like, the last 10 years. So, and when I hear Hurts isn't throwing any interceptions, I'm a Hurts guy, and I think he's going to be great. But, like, when I hear that, the first thing I think is, like, is he even being challenged in practice? Because that makes me nervous, you know?
Honestly, to me, in practice, it's less about the corner play and more about is anyone getting any pressure on him whatsoever.
Right.
Honestly. So, yeah, we'll see. Well, I mean, we'll see all those things in a couple of weeks for real. All right, give me your blonde.
Yeah, dude, a lot of my blondes were said, so I'm going to name the one that my first taste of filth was Jenna Jameson. So, like, that's my blonde forever. I'll always think of her. I know that's not the best, but
it's all good.
Dude, then all it takes is one crazy blonde girlfriend for you never to want another blonde, you know? So I'm in my brunette phase forever now, man.
All right,
Scott. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate
have a nice day.
So Jenna Jameson, famous adult actress.
Yeah.
Quick Jenna Jameson story.
Okay.
I got one. Do you want one?
Oh, sure. Okay. It's Friday.
All right. Yeah, it is Friday. So there's a place in Reading called Al's Diamond Cabaret. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it is a gentleman's club. It is a BYO gentleman's club.
Oh.
So when you go into this place, there's guys with, like, coolers full of beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And back
in that's a tough scene.
Yeah.
Just walking in with a 24. I'm going to be here a while.
Yeah, so back in the day when Howard Stern was on the air, when a really famous adult star would dance at Al's, they would come into Howard Stern and promote it.
Okay.
So Jenna Jameson was going to dance at Al's Diamond Cabaret, and she went into Howard Stern beforehand, and then she went to Al's. Now, at the time, I was a late-night DJ on WYSP, which is where Stern was here in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it was me and a couple other guys. We went to Al's Diamond Cabaret to see Jenna Jameson. I was like, I'm going to get her on the show. So afterwards, you can pay $40 or whatever to get a picture with Jenna Jameson.
Mm.
So get in line. I tell her who I am.
Mm. Nice.
She takes my phone number
and
says, I will come on the show. Then, for the photo, sits on my lap.
Mm.
I put my hand on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what are you doing? I'm not your buddy. Takes my hand and puts it on the inside of her midsection.
Yeah, she's not used to having somebody with their hands on her shoulder.
I know.
Well, not that. Yeah, never mind.
I still have the photo.
Yes.
So it's a Polaroid. I was Fat Spike at the time.
Ooh.
And when you see the grin on my face.
Oh, knew you was happy.
It was the grin of a guy who doesn't very often have girls that close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, especially when girls look like that.
Yes. So met Jenna Jameson once.
Did she come on the show?
She didn't. She never used the phone number.
Nah, you knew that.
What phone number she gave you?
It was a good moment, though.
215?
No, she took mine, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, Spike wrote the number down.
Oh, bro.
The email address.
Bro, yes.
Said I love you.
Yes. You know, she's a big star at the time.
Yeah.
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 Didn't work out for us.
Never been a Jenna Jameson person.
You weren't a Jenna guy?
Nah.
Check the tape.
Well, no, I... Listen. Never mind.
You sure, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get to the High Hope Sackey Baseball Report after I tell you about Guided Door and Window. The time's running out for the big summer sale. 40% off every window and door you buy. Are you going to be an idiot and wait until September when the big summer sale's not happening? Are you going to be smart and replace those old drafty windows now when you can get 40% off any window? And if you happen to need a door, whether it's a front door or a sliding patio door, you get 40% off that. You know, a lot of people are going to wait till the fall because they're going to say, oh, the cold is coming. I got to get new windows. You don't want to be one of those people. One, because you're going to end up paying more. Two, because there's going to be a rush to get them. Do it now. 40% off any high-quality window or door. You can buy now and pay later with Guided's low monthly payment plans. Interest-free financing up to 18 months. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires at the end of August. Call Guided today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Let's talk a little, Phils.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
That's right. How about this? We'll get to the new baseball rule during this that has been discussed that I think is very, very interesting. But one thing to keep an eye on. Johan Rojas, last 23 games.
Whoa.
Hitting .304.
Whoa.
With a .361 OBP.
Ah!
754 OPS.
Ah!
Last 8 games, batting .333 with an 807 OPS.
How many bunts?
I think like one, maybe.
I was going to say none.
He's not a buntsman.
It seemed like they just gave up on him.
Yeah, he's like, just go play good defense and I hope he can hit.
Yeah.
He's starting to show some signs of life at the plate, Johan Rojas.
I think the pressure of him being an everyday player is off of him. You think that helps him?
Maybe. I think he's starting to get – he looks just more comfortable.
Yeah.
I think he's like kind of settling into at least – I don't think he's going up there drowning. Like, I thought he was drowning at points early in the year. I think he's just kind of confident.
Maybe trying too hard a little bit earlier in the year.
He's trying to prove that he should be the starting center.
Yeah.
Trade deadline's passed. There's no one taking his job.
Right.
Even that single to left yesterday was a normal swing. It was a swing where he's trying to hit a single, it felt like, you know.
I still want the ball hit on the ground a little bit more.
Yes.
He does not need to be trying to launch baseballs. Let the line drives come. Weston Wilson, first cycle.
Wow.
At home.
Loved it.
At home since David Bell in 2004. I'm confused because I
did not know about JT last year.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
It was a West Coast game.
Yes.
It was late at night.
Yes.
They lost.
Yes. It wasn't celebrated.
I celebrated.
Did you? I don't remember it last
year. Oh, I was so happy. It was David Bell was dead.
Yeah. When I saw that last night, I just slowly backed out of the chat.
Yeah.
But I figured you were happy about the cycle.
Well, he's at least officially, dead at Citizens Bank Park. The reign of David Bell is over.
Reign of David Bell.
Dude, he was the worst.
He was not a big David Bell fan. Every year he was hoping somebody hit for the cycle to erase David, even though it wouldn't erase David Bell from the record books.
No.
But we couldn't say the last Philly hit for the cycle was David Bell, who I don't need to be reminded of.
I know we've done this a couple of times with guys this year, with Clemens and with Dahl. I think Weston Wilson is good.
Yeah.
It sounds goofy, but up at bat, he just looks like a hitter.
Well,
you know
against
what I mean?
Lefties, definitely.
Yeah.
You know our Weston Wilson story? Last year, we practically made fun of him.
Yep.
Oh, really?
When he hit a home run his first at bat.
So it was the Lorenzen no-hitter, and Weston Wilson hit a home run in his first at bat. And I think I wasn't there, and it was you and John. You're like, who the hell is
Weston Wilson?
This is Weston Wilson.
Yeah, he's confident up there. I'd feel good about Weston Wilson in a pinch-hitting spot.
I haven't said a bad word about him since that night.
Yep.
I think he has a 1,400 OPS career in the major leagues against lefties.
He seemingly always gets hits.
He does. He hits for power. He hits the ball the other way. I like Weston
Wilson. It'll be curious
man.
To see what happens when Hayes is back, what they do with him.
Because
he's been playing against lefties with Marsh, who's been struggling against lefties, even though kind of starting to heat up a little bit against them. But, I wonder if they would send Weston Wilson back down or keep him up.
Hayes is here to stay.
Yeah, like you've been saying.
He's a Dombo guy, man.
Yeah, he's wanted him for a couple of years.
So does Ike.
Yeah.
Ike actually told Don Brasky at spring training, look out for Austin Hayes.
We don't have to keep running that one,
man. I think the biggest question about if they're back or they're not back, I think lineup-wise, I feel pretty confident. Mm-hmm. Rotation-wise, I feel pretty confident. It's still the bullpen for me that would be my biggest hesitancy to say how back they are.
Because Alvarado.
Rotation, you feel good?
Rotation, I feel pretty good about. I think Wheeler's back. I think Nola's fine.
Wheeler had never left. Okay.
I think the Sanchez thing is a mirage. Not a mirage. It's a bump in the road.
You mean the bad part.
The bad part.
Yeah,
right.
the last five, I think, have been more.
That's a lot of starts, man.
I know. It's okay. Guys go through. He's a slump guy. He has the three bad starts in a row, and then he gets back to being Chris Sanchez.
Knowles is back tonight. We need a Friday night at home.
With the City Connects on.
Knowles is back tonight.
Well, the last time we were here and you made a grand proclamation, we got our asses kicked by the Diamondbacks for three games. You sure you want to do that to Knowles?
Well, listen. I know when I feel the tide turning on Aaron Nola.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I...
Yeah, you're a Knowles guy.
Well, and believe me, if he doesn't pitch well tonight, I don't know if I'll be able to slow down the tide. So...
Yeah.
This is one of these. I need him to pitch well tonight.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then Ranger, we'll see. I think he needed that rest. And I do think he's more phantom IL than a real big concern with Ranger.
Okay.
But bullpen-wise, Kirker, Alvarado, Estevez are all, question marks for me.
Yeah, Estevez. I like the way I say Estevez.
I know.
Rather than Estevez.
Yeah, you're saying Estevez.
Yeah, I think that's how it's said.
Is that how it's said?
Yeah.
I like how you said That's how I said
it's
it.
Estevez, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Regardless, I agree with you.
Yeah, he's Kirkring let a home run last night. He hasn't looked right for about a month. Yeah. Alvarado hasn't. He might just be done. We've
tried to hold on as long as we could,
and they keep trusting him in big spots.
Yeah.
It worked out kind of the other night, but it was a tightrope.
Well, it's when you get through it with him, it's just lucky.
You're exhausted.
Yes, every time. he put two guys on last time, I think.
Well, it's just that the stuff's just declined. If it was still 101 and it was sinking and the cutter, it's back to 98 rather than 101, which is concerning. And
imagine that.
What?
I mean, 98 is still pretty damn good.
It is. But it's not like a...
Almost as fast as the wiffle ball, guys.
It's not a bowling ball sinker like it was at 101.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Heavy. It's a heavy sinker.
Yeah, It doesn't drop the way that you want it to drop.
No, see, he does that when he that's his way of saying,
I know what I'm talking
about. I got this.
With Branson. Do you see what he tried to do? You know, a lot of people wanted them to trade one of their kids for a big player.
Yeah.
It's not me.
I would never say that.
I would do it. You know, they feel one reliever short.
Yeah.
One reliable reliever short.
If the bats were too expensive at the deadline, I don't know why he didn't just try to build a bleep you good, like an unbelievable bullpen.
Tanner Scott was the guy available. You know?
I know. Yeah. And then the last thing here, the new baseball rule. So they're thinking about putting out the idea of a starter has to pitch 6 innings or 100 pitches and if he allows 4 runs, he can be pulled before the 6th inning. So a 6-inning mandate for starting pitchers. Thoughts?
To what, get a win?
No.
No, just like they have to do it. Like, you can't get pulled from the game earlier unless
what?
Unless they're injured, allow 4 runs, or throw 100 pitches.
Yeah.
So you have to pitch 6 innings unless those things happen. So basically what you're getting rid of.
I don't know if I like that.
Really?
I don't know. It'll
create more offense.
On the surface, it doesn't sound like something I would like if I were the team who's putting the pitcher out there.
So I was with you when I read it. Now, you know I like starters going deep into games.
Yes,
I like the old school.
Yeah.
And I saw that, and I was like, why are you making this a rule? But you know what? If you don't make it a rule, then they're going to have –
What are they getting rid of? The openers? Is that what they're trying to do?
I think they're also trying to get rid of the 4 1/3 guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who are and
so they don't want bullpen games.
I don't think they want bullpen games, and I think that they realize that having starters, like starting pitching, is a draw for the sport. Like having, you know,
a dominant starting pitcher.
Yeah, I think they want to try
it. Is?
Well, think about the back in the day, like you get the big matchups, and it'd be a little bit more exciting rather than like.
I agree with you. Back in the day,
we had our Doc Goodens and our Roger Clemens.
We grew up on that. Yeah. I just look at today's game. I don't even know how many aces out there that I'd be like, hey, I'm looking to see this matchup.
But I think they're trying to develop that again.
Okay. Okay.
Like they've done, and I know you don't like having to put in a rule for something like this.
Right.
But like they had to do this for the 3-batter minimum thing, too, where it was like.
I was okay with that.
I was like, just bringing in one reliever after another.
That's
like,
the Gabe Kapler rule.
It was his fault. It was all his fault. So, like, yeah, it's a little annoying having to, like, mandate 6 innings. But whatever gets guys to pitch deeper into games, I think is good for the game.
It's fun when guys pitch deeper into games.
Okay. I think in theory it is good. But is there enough good pitching out there? I don't want to be stuck with a pitcher I got to leave in the game.
No, but if they allow 4 runs, you can take him out.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So
or
I forgot
pitches.
About that part of
yeah.
it.
Because I thought that.
So
yeah.
really, you may get to the 4 runs before you ever get to the 100 pitches.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of guys, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got you now.
The Taiwan Walker rule.
Yeah, got you. Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know. Like I do like, on its surface, the idea of getting starters to throw deepener.
You like it? Okay.
Longer in the game.
I think they're going to have a problem with the Players Association with this one.
This is one I would have to see first before I knew how much I liked it. I knew immediately I liked the idea of the pitching clock.
Yeah.
Because it was speeding the game up. So I just like that idea. This, I'm not sure how this one will work.
Yeah.
But if you like it, I'll trust you.
To their credit, they've been pretty good with the rules in the last 2 years.
Man, they've been excellent.
It's been even the ones I didn't think I would not. I'm still not a DH guy, but Phantom.
Oh, I love the DH.
Phantom runner, I love.
Yep.
The reliever has to throw to 3 guys, I love.
Mm-hmm. I wish we'd go back to the 7-inning doubleheaders.
Nope.
Pitch clock, I love.
Yep.
You know, pitch clock is good. They've done good things. Even if it doesn't bring new fans, I think for the fans that are there, it's made the game a little more fun.
I agree.
Yeah.
It has made games faster.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
which is great, by the way.
Dude, going to these games, it's over in a blink.
It's awesome. You're out of there by 9:30.
Well, it's better than when the games are 3 hours and 37 minutes. You can't believe that sucks.
You're over there adjusting your cup 40 times between every pitch.
That's the thing that was bothering me.
Come on, man. Act like you're basketball players or something.
Yeah.
How much down there do you adjust?
Same baseball players don't pack heat?
Wow.
I need to see the package.
Fired.
Wow. Former NFL player accuses baseball players of not being.
Not packing anything.
Ooh.
Wow. No hammers in baseball.
I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
The hammers that exist in baseball are only curveballs.
Yeah. You notice Nick Foles is a football player.
Oh, my God. Right. We're still going.
Okay. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. Coming up next, everyone's favorite edition, favorite moment in the WIP Afternoon Show, the Top 5 of 5. It's a very special one.
Yes.
Very, very special. It will bring a tear to your eye.
Give you chills.
Truly, chills. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.